BC Conservative leader John Rusted is urging the NDP government to provide immediate funding for Surrey Urban Mission, SUMS, due to the possibility of closure by year's end. But CEO Jack O'Halloran says, Surrey Urban Mission is not closing at all, just that one of its popular programs is in jeopardy of closing, another already shuttered. The long-established SUMS, which provides shelter and food for people living in Whalley, recently closed its Cove Healthy Living Hygiene and Laundry Station, on 106th Avenue, after the tap ran dry on the nearly $700,000 needed to operate the shower and washroom facility annually. In mid-December, SUMS could also lose its community kitchen at Surrey Welcome Hub, which serves meals twice daily for around 225 people. On Thursday, Rusted called out Premier-elect David Eby for not stepping up with funding for SUMS, despite multiple advance warnings from the society, he said. The possibility of closure is imminent, and without the support we were promised by the government, there's no room for delay in our response. We must act swiftly, Rusted said in a news release. In October, a week before the BC election, both Rusted and Eby pledged support for SUMS, shelters and programs. It's time they honor their recent commitment, Rusted said of the NDP promise of support. BC Housing funds SUMS for its shelters and supportive housing, O'Halloran explained. Then there was this one-time grant coming out of COVID to able to do these street programs, he clarified. So what that really means is, BC Housing focuses on what they do, so we don't have secured funding to keep those two programs open. But, as you know, I continue to work on every option I can, but technically that community program, at Surrey Welcome Hub, is set to close December 12th. But fingers crossed, I'll be able to secure funding and keep that baby open. Last month, SUMS operators said they're seeing increased need for clothing and other donated items on Surrey's streets and in the organization's shelters. With the September closure of the hygiene station, now people are just discarding their stuff when it gets too dirty, and coming in for new stuff, so we're seeing a lot of clothing left on the streets, O'Halloran said in October. At King George Boulevard and 108th Avenue, in a former bowling alley, a back room of the Low Barrier SUMS Place shelter is where food, clothing and other donated items are stored. Some of the bins are empty right now, including the one for men's shoes and boots. Also needed are jackets, pants, sleeping bags, socks, toothbrushes, deodorant, razors, shampoo and soap. This stuff gets farmed out to all our shelters, O'Halloran explained. In the winter, we like sleeping bags over blankets, he added. A sleeping bag has a bit more valuable to somebody on the street, so they'll keep it, they'll use it and keep using it, and it doesn't end up in the trash. SUMS vision, as posted on the website sumsplace.ca, is to provide a place for all in need, and our mission is to be a bridge for Christ's love, nurturing hope in the community.